Romans chapter 5. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the Word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, learns from Jesus, follows Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Meditating on and sharing the Word is a central part of our walk with Jesus and of becoming like Him. Sharing the Word with your sharing partner daily will be a huge blessing to both of you. Our basic approach in Friends Bible Study is read, write, share, and listen. Please answer the meditation questions provided for Romans chapter 4. Also, consider the following questions as you meditate on each passage. A. What did I learn from Jesus? What is He saying to me today? B. How will I follow Jesus today? And C. How can I become more like Jesus through this study? At the beginning of each chapter, I plan to share brief insights about meditation on the Scriptures. I've written down at least a dozen major principles, which I'll share at a later time. However, in Romans chapters 1 through 4, I have consistently shared that we should study the Bible with a heart of faith. I will continue this emphasis also for Romans chapter 5. Faith is a great key to understanding and applying what Paul wrote about in his letter to the believers in Rome. Paul said in Romans 1:17, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, and the righteous will live by faith. Paul wrote about the righteousness of God in Romans, but we need God to reveal it to us to truly grasp it. And the goal is not just to understand it, but to experience the righteousness of God in our lives. We do this by faith. The righteous will live by faith. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your love and mercy. Reveal your righteousness in Christ to us today. Inspire our faith to understand and walk in righteousness by faith. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of His Word. So first, Romans chapter 5, introduction. In Romans chapters 3 and 4, we learned about God's gift of righteousness, which we call justification. It is a gift of grace received by faith. We have been declared not guilty because of Jesus' blood and are free from the penalty of past sins. Romans 5, 1-11 shifts from the discussion of how we are made righteous before God to explain the foundation of grace on which we stand and the many blessings we have because of a relationship with Christ. Paul begins to explain how our position in grace affects how we live. He describes the wealth of blessings we have as children of God who have been made righteous by faith through grace. The emphasis of Romans chapter 5 is on what Christ has done for us through our faith and our oneness with Him. Romans 5, verses 12 to 21 explains how death reigned in human beings through our union with Adam, but grace reigns in life through our union with Jesus. This lays the foundation for chapters 6 through 8, which focus on how we can live righteously in Christ. This is called sanctification. Romans 1 through 4 deal with the problem of our past sins. Jesus forgave us for our sins and suffered the penalty we deserve for breaking God's laws. Jesus dealt with the problem of our sins through His blood. However, human beings commit sins because we have a sin nature. Jesus sets us free from both the guilt and penalty of past sins and from the power of our sin nature. Romans chapters 1 to 4 explain that we are forgiven of our sins and made righteous by faith in Christ. Romans chapters 5 through 8 focus on how Jesus frees us from the control of the sin nature by His indwelling presence. And this also is by faith. Romans chapter 5 can be divided into two sections as follows. Verses 1 to 11, the blessings of being made righteous. And verses 12 to 21, death through Adam, and life through Christ. Today, we will look at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, the blessings of being made righteous, part 1. Romans 5, 1 to 2. The blessings of being made righteous in part 1 are the peace of God, standing in grace, and rejoicing in the hope of glory. Each verse in this chapter is packed with meaning, so we'll cover two or three verses at a time and try to make each concept bite-sized and easy to understand. Let's read verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Our first meditation question is, what does it mean to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ? Verse 1 begins with the word therefore. This refers to everything Paul covered from Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 20, to the end of chapter 4, about being justified or made righteous through faith. Romans 5 through 11 describe the blessings of being made righteous by faith. Verse 1 says that since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. This is not talking about the peace of God, but about peace between us and God. Our relationship with God was broken through sin. We were estranged and separated from God. We were in rebellion against God. Colossians 1:21 teaches that we were alienated from God and were enemies of God. Having peace with God is the first blessing listed here. Jesus reconciled us to God through the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, God reconciled us to himself through Christ. It explains in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is how we were made righteous. Our sins have been canceled through the cross. We have no more guilt and shame. Jesus shed his blood for our sins and made us righteous in him, so that we could be reconciled to God. We have peace with God through Christ. There is no more enmity or separation. Jesus became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. This is a blessing of being made righteous by faith in Jesus. The next meditation question from verse 2 is, what does it mean to have access by faith into this grace in which we stand? Let's read verse 2. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Sin separated us from God, but now we have continual access by grace, by the grace of God through Jesus. We can approach God freely because of what Jesus has done for us and because of his present ministry to us. Jesus is our high priest and understands our weaknesses. That's why we can approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 10:19 says that through the grace of Jesus, we can come before the Father freely. This is what it means to have access by faith into the grace in which we stand. We have confidence to come before God freely at any time. To stand in grace means that we rest in the grace of all that Jesus has done for us by faith. Through Christ, we stand in the grace of God. That includes everything explained in Romans chapters 3 and 4. We have been forgiven through the cross. Jesus paid the penalty of our sins. He took away our guilt and shame. He made us righteous and reconciled us to God. Ephesians 1:3 says that God has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. We stand in grace by faith. That means that we stand on the foundation of all that Christ has done for us by continuing to believe him. We should never doubt these blessings, but stand on this foundation of grace by faith. The enemy will accuse us and try to get us to move away from his grace, from this grace foundation. Sometimes we doubt that we are forgiven, doubt that God loves us, and doubt that he will bless us. This is why Paul wrote so much about grace. I think the Holy Spirit is encouraging us to stand on the firm foundation of all that Jesus has done for us. We do this by faith, by believing him. He wants us to believe him and to live in his grace that he has made that is made available to us in Christ. This is the second blessing of being justified by faith in these verses. Next meditation question. What is the hope of the glory of God? Why can we rejoice in it? The third blessing of standing in grace is that we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. God created mankind to live in his presence and to reflect his glory. Romans 3:23 explains that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We could not live in his glory because of our sin, but Jesus came to save us from sin and to restore us to God's original plan to live in his glory. I will share a few verses that speak of our hope of glory. The first one is in Colossians 1:27. God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus living in us is the hope of glory. To a limited degree, we can experience his glory now, but our hope is to live in all eternity in the presence of God and shine with his glory forever. The indwelling presence of Christ gives us assurance of that hope. Next, let's read Romans 8:29 and 30. God planned for them to be like his son, and those he planned to be like his son, he also called, and those he called, he also made right with him. And those he made right with him, he also glorified. God's plan for us is to transform us into the image and character of Jesus. First, he forgave our sins and made us righteous in Christ. The scriptures promise that we will also be glorified, meaning we will live in his presence and fully reflect the glory of God. We now reflect the glory of God as seen in 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all show the Lord's glory and are being changed to be like him. This change in us brings ever greater glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. When we understand God's ultimate plan to reflect his the glory of God, we will just say, wow. If we could imagine even 1% of that, we would never stop rejoicing. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that we can stand in the grace you have given us in Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for reconciling us to God through the cross so that we can live in a love relationship with you. We rejoice in the hope of glory. Thank you for your eternal plan for us to live in your presence and to reflect your glory. Amen.